March 5, 1933, How the Human Will Reduces the Soul to Shreds and Forms the Little Disordered Citadels, Without King and Without Defense. Weeping of Jesus. My poor mind, while it crossed the sea of the divine fiat, according to my little capacity, understood its value, its sanctity, and the great prodigy that the creature, provided she would live in it, can enclose in herself a will so holy and interminable, and become bearer and possessor of this volition so holy, that involves and encloses everything. That the great encloses the little, is nothing to be wondered at, but that the little encloses the greatest of the incredible, and only God can do these prodigies. Divine goodness, how admirable you are, and more than a tender and loving mother who wants to enclose herself in her child and place him in safety, and become repeater of the life of her same birth, in order to have the glory of being able to say, the child is all similar to his mother. But while my mind was happy in the pure joys of the divine fiat, a sad whirlwind afflicted my joys, and I understood the great evil and terrible affront that is made to God when we take the liberty of doing our will. And beloved Jesus, repeating his brief little visit, all embittered told me, my good daughter, ah, the human will. It wages war on God and on itself. The weapons that it moves against its creator wound itself, and his soul remains as a tattered body before God. Every act of human will divides him from his creator, from his sanctity, from his strength, power, from his love and immutability. Without my divine will, the creature becomes like a besieged city that the enemies constrain to dying of hunger, and torture in all its members, with this difference, that the executioners who tear its members is his own will. They are not enemies who torment him, but he makes himself his own enemy. If you knew the sorrow that I feel when I see souls torn to shreds. Every act of one's will is a division that he forms between God and himself. It is a moving away from the beauty of one's creation, it is chilling himself from the true and pure love, it is losing himself from his origin, it is preparing for himself, either an anticipated hell, if the human will falls into grave evil, or purgatory, if the evil is slight. The human will is like gangrene to the body that has the virtue of making the flesh fall in shreds, and of deforming the beauty of the creature. Poor souls without my divine will, because it alone has the unitive virtue that, uniting everything together, the thought, the desire, the affection, the love, the human will, gives the beautiful united form to the soul of the creature. On the other hand, without my will, the thought wants one thing, the will another, the desire wants another, the affection another, in a way that they struggle among themselves, they become entangled. They are divided. Ah! There's neither peace, nor union, without my will. There is lacking one who places the cement in order to reunite the divided parts and render it strong against all the evils that can rise up. Therefore, your Jesus does nothing other than weep over the ruins of these more than over disordered Jerusalem, that instead of recognizing their Messiah, ignored him and gave him death. The same for my will. It becomes ignored while it is in the midst of them, and them, and they form of their souls little disordered cities that constrain me to make me repeat the threat that not a stone will remain on a stone for them, because without my will they are citadels without a king, therefore they have neither one who protects them, nor who defends them, nor who administers to them the necessary foods in order to do good and not let them entangle themselves in evil. And I cry over their fate. And I pray that they recognize my will, love it and let it reign. And you pray together with me. After this, I was following the acts that my sweet Jesus did when he was on this earth, and I prayed him from the heart that in virtue of his acts he would make his will known to everyone. And following him on the ways that he took, my mind stopped in the act when my eternal love Jesus went through the fields and he delighted in looking at the flowers and gathered them with his creative hands. And I wanted to place my I love you over each flower so that it would change into voice and speaking flowers that would ask that his volition would be known and loved. And Jesus, making himself felt. All goodness added, "Blessed daughter, I want to tell you my sorrows and the secret of my heart. You must know that the human will was the most transfixing nail of my heart. In journeying on the roads, the fields, I looked at the fields in bloom, the trees loaded with fruits, and I felt the joys of my creation. And those fields in bloom symbolized for me, more than flowers, the beauty, the vivacity, the freshness and the beautiful complexion of the creature, and I rejoiced. But immediately the nail of the human volition made me see them transformed into withered flowers, faded, dried, drooping on the stem in the act of dying, that instead of fragrance, changed into bad odor, and the fruits of the trees, unripe and rotten, symbol of the evil in which the human will reduces the creature, the most beautiful work of our creative hands. I had a pain. Those flowers snatched tears from my eyes, because I felt the nail of the human will penetrate more strongly. And my sorrow is very strong, because I wait for your I love you, that asks me that the good of my will, and the evil of the human will, be known, so that they do mine and abhor theirs. Many times I looked at the azure heavens studded with stars, and the sun with its majestic shining light that dominated the whole earth, symbol of the heaven of the soul, and the sun of my will that must shine in this heaven so enchanting, that must dominate with its light the heaven of the soul and the beautiful flowered earth of their bodies, and my heart had some jolts of joy. But what? They were brief instants. Immediately the nail of the human volition went out into the field, and forming very black clouds, loaded with thunder, lightning, and hail, it obstructed the sun, it removed the beautiful side of the serene heaven, and, unloading itself over the poor creature, devastated the heaven of their soul and the earth of their bodies, casting desolation and horror everywhere. I can say that when I lived down here, I did not take a step that the nail of the human volition did not transfix me from when I was born, to when I died. It was exactly this that formed the hardest and continuous martyrdom of mine, because for me it transformed from beautiful into ugly my most beautiful creative work, and I, in everything that I did and suffered, always had the aim of placing the human will in safety. And oh, how I love one who calls my acts, unites herself together with me, and on the stake of my same sacrifice and of my love, sacrifices herself in order to obtain the great good that my will would be known and would dominate the human volition, font of all the evils of the poor creature. Therefore, I want you always together with me, never leave me alone, in order to repeat my life in you. Deo gratias. Thanks be to God.